What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to take you right into the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dr. Daniel Zangrilli. So I'm going to say goodbye here in about 13 minutes, but I wanted to share with everybody out there and a happy 4th of July. A huge event on the Fan yesterday. It was the hot dog eating contest. It went right down to the wire. Harry Callis was a heavy favorite. T-Bird, what's his name anyway? Tom, right?
Tom.
What's his last name?
I don't think I can pronounce it.
Okay.
I can give it to you in 10 seconds.
He's an engineer, so there was some question as to his eligibility because it was a producer type thing.
He's an on-site producer.
I was just going to say he's an on-site producer. Thank you, City Limits.
Tom's last name is Cadden Zarite.
Thank you.
Something like that.
So this was right in our theater here. They all had hot dogs. City Limits participated.
Yes.
He had a rough outing. Would you have?
No.
No?
No, I would not say rough.
Okay.
Joe, the over-under was set at 2.5, and that was considering we were going to eat normal-size hot dogs.
Yeah.
These were like bratwurst-size hot dogs.
Yeah.
And so it was basically like the equivalent of eating... I ate three. It was basically like eating six.
Yeah.
And I was on an empty stomach. I only had one piece of pizza before that day, and we ate at 3 o'clock.
That was a huge twist, is that the hot dogs were bigger than expected.
Huge
Who made
twist.
The mistake of training the night before by eating actual hot
dogs? That was
dogs?
Intern Dom.
Intern Dom had a rough outing, but he seemed to be a favorite on the internet feed of the hot dog eating contest. So what you're about to hear is the final minute when things got very exciting. I think you're going to hear Harry Callis, the heavy favorite, poop out at the end. You're going to hear a dramatic win down the stretch for T-Bird. Josh Roundtree on the call was spectacular with Pony and Muller as analysts. And then you'll hear Jack Hillgrove, former student of mine at Waynesburg. Now you hear him on the station from time to time. Grandson of Bill Hillgrove, of course. He was the timekeeper here. And really went about his work with a lot of zeal. So let's go to the final minute and Roundtree's call. I believe he eventually refers to the winner, T-Bird, as the Wiener Whisperer, which I thought was a big line. Let's go. This was yesterday.
We should remind all contestants there is a garbage can directly behind Sean. Don't call
T-Bird
me Seth Meyers.
Is
but Josh, at two-minute mark, if you puke, you are disqualified.
If you puke, you're out. 2 minutes ago, if you puke, you are out. T-Bird at 5, Callis at 5, Meyers still working on number 2, Bechtold's given up, Dom
started trying.
He's not at 1, he still has a bite left.
Dom has just finished his first hot dog. Dom is on to hot dog number 2, maybe. Donnie Football working on his 5th hot dog right now.
90 seconds left, Josh.
Donnie pulling
with
Seth
Meyers with 3. Donnie looking to make a late run, but he's got to get moving, folks.
T-Bird and Callis appear to be neck and neck right now.
T-Bird hitting the water. He's the bratwurst basher. Look at him. Look at him fly, folks. Oh, he gives me a look there. Oh, they might be coming up on
T-Bird. I give Austin credit. He got to 3.
Austin has gotten to 3. Congratulations to
Steve. His own personal goal, he got there.
He has hit the over.
Callis appears to have a large campground around him right now.
Callis is on to 5. The crowd
urging
rising
Callis
to
1 minute 6.
1 minute to go. 1 minute to go. T-Bird with 5 and Callis with 5. Donnie just behind with 4. Seth, not the basketball analyst, Davis has 3.
T-Bird is looking down at Callus and observing him.
Callus,
where he's at.
With two massive bites from Callus. My word. T-Bird asking T-Bird for the block.
34.
T-Bird drops number five down. He's on his six.
Five. Oh, T-Bird the first to see. He's the gouger of Georgia Hawks. T-Bird.
Callus forced to dig deep. T-Bird must need to prepare another dog. He needs to prep a dog.
Uh-oh, I thought Callus Seth might throw up.
Callus shaking his head no.
Seth Davis.
9, 8, 7.
Here they come. 6 for T-Bird.
Still has a bite left.
Callus,
get there.
To the wall. It's over.
What is it?
T-Bird wins. The footlong finisher. The wiener whisperer.
Down goes Callus. I think he just lost his lunch.
Callus has thrown up.
Oh, my God.
Well, but T-Bird is the winner with 6 hot dogs.
Well, now, let's bring over our winner here, Josh, if you don't mind. A great job calling the action.
Thank you, Josh. T-Bird,
definitely
come take a
career
seat.
Maker.
They don't even know his last name here. He's known only as T-Bird, like a soccer star going by one
Josh,
name.
Josh, if you don't mind, let's let
Josh
T-Bird take
T-Bird
the mic.
Set here in the middle.
This is now the presentation of the Golden Jug.
First off, let's stand up and give a round of applause to our winner, T-Bird.
I felt great for T-Bird.
I sat right next to T-Bird.
These interviews were fantastic.
Do you have any performance-enhancing substances? In
there was
that,
a marijuana discussion with you.
Yeah.
Did you go to that well?
No, I was kidding. But what I really did was a little bit of chia seeds, a couple of little candy bars for some sugar, and I just drank a ton of water.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Potter. Chia seeds. Now, that'll clean you out.
I don't even know what those are.
Chia seeds will clean you out.
I read it online, man.
I read it. Well, you sound like you might have been
Googled
taking some indica
before an eating contest.
I read it online, man.
I was on Reddit.
You're not even sweating, by the way, right
no.
now. This isn't. And you know what? Callus over there looks very bitterly disappointed in himself.
He's sick. If he did not hear that on mic, he's
probably
sick,
he's very sick. T-Bird, what?
I feel great.
About 90
he
seconds.
He feels great.
Well, Pony, this is what had me changing my tune. I thought it was Callus's race about 8 minutes in. 90 seconds to go, I noticed Callus kind of trying to put a good face on it. T-Bird starting to look very calmly over at him as they were tied and just calmly down the rest of the dog. He had a hot dog finished and could have gone to 6 with about 35 seconds
and
left.
And I thought he was at a disadvantage because he was in the bitch seat, too. Which is
the middle weird. Seat. The middle seat. Middle seat of the car.
Yeah.
No. He was able to look down. He was able to look down at Callus, and he did not even think that he needed to start a 6th hot dog.
Right.
Or to start a 7th.
He didn't think Callus was
going to
get there.
A seventh hot dog. He was watching Callus struggle, and in a very confident maneuver, basically walked across the finish line.
And it looked like you were using the crowd too. You were imploring the crowd.
Of crowd.
You were playing to the crowd. Yeah.
I got
to
thank all my fans out here.
Yes.
And it really helped me win.
Yes. T-Bird's Rowdy Rooters.
T-Bird, is this your first competitive eating contest?
First time ever. Well, actually. In a contest, yeah. The only other time I've tried to like competitively eat something was at this this barbecue restaurant in Deep Creek, and they had a whole plate of food. And if you could finish it,
do you think you finished it?
An hour or something.
Mm-hmm. You got it paid
got
for.
It for free.
Did you?
No, not even close. The food was terrible. So
wow,
couldn't get through it.
The opposite of a cheap pop for them. Yeah.
Did you think you would win this? I mean, you heard all the talk all the last few weeks. Did you use that as motivation? Did you look at yourself as
honestly,
a legit threat to win it?
Yeah, I knew I was going to win.
knew I was gonna win. You were just laying in the weeds there. You were almost in our promo that our ace Steve Wilson put together. You were almost an afterthought. He just mumbled.
Not only that,
T-Bird.
There was some discussion of whether or not he was even eligible because of the engineer versus producer.
But he is an on-site producer,
right,
which I think takes precedence here. In many ways, you're like the senior most of these guys. Donnie maybe being a bit of an exception. Like,
what do
you do two jobs?
What do you think you'll do with the $500, T-Bird?
Probably just pay rent for real.
No.
22, man.
You know what?
22.
See, that, he's endearing, isn't he, T-Bird?
He is.
If that was a national contest, he would be a national hero right now. I'm not convinced he wasn't baked for this, which would be a huge advantage and smart. I don't think there's anything wrong with that if that was his strategy. But the fact that he's going to use the winnings for rent, the fact he ate chia seeds, he comes off as very real, does he not,
T-Bird? Would you like to hear my interview as well?
Yeah, I wanted you to pick this up in a minute, but I wanted your thoughts on that. T-Bird, a very real and relatable character, right?
Very much so. He was a dark horse, somebody that I didn't even know was in the competition for a while.
He sounds like, you know, one of the cartoon characters off something like South Park come to life. He's endearing.
He's confident but not arrogant.
Exactly.
That's exactly how he is.
He's very, very real. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Our baseball talk, and I wanted to mention that Codify Baseball just put out this tweet. Every pitcher in history to strike out 70 batters in the first 9 games of his career while not allowing more than a dozen runs, Paul Skeens. That's it. That's the list. This guy's unbelievable. He should start the All-Star game. I saw Sean Casey said the same thing the other day. He's right. Our baseball coverage today here presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. And finally, before we get back to the interviews post... Wiener Roast yesterday, the fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the fan may make a stop at your field. Details at 937thefan.com, Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. Limits, go back to the post game yesterday because it was some of the greatest stuff.
Yes, we're short on time, so I'll play you my interview that I had with Mr. Malzahn and Pony.
Yep. Guy who made waves and actually gained a lot of fans for his complete...
Get over here, Austin.
Well, I was going to say somebody else.
Oh.
I said gained fans.
I'm proud of Austin's effort.
How many did
here?
You get to there? Three full? Three down?
I got three full, yeah. I mean, the line was set at 2.5. The goal was always to go over that.
And that was with small hot dogs.
That's what I did. That was with small hot dogs at Dollar Dog Night at the Pirate Game.
Yeah, so he really ate six, which shattered expectations for him.
And a cavalier, relaxed style.
Yes, you know, that was the approach that I wanted to have. Everybody else is going to start just gulping everything down. Relax, eat it like you're actually eating an actual hot dog, and just like you're at a cookout.
Josh, I think that the mustachioed appearance you put forth today helped you with the relaxing style.
1,000%. It seems every time I go mustache, I hit better in wiffle ball. I'm just better at everything than I do as I channel my inner Paul Skeens, which helps me tremendously today.
There's one more person I want to bring up before we get to Josh, a guy who...
That was wonderful, and you also are an endearing character. You really are. I think that... people, if this were national, you'd be a social media star right now.
You think so?
Yeah. The mustache. And what did you just mention there before that?
That the mustache was in there. The wiffle ball was
in there.
The wiffle ball.
Yeah. How that works for wiffle ball, too. Have a wonderful fourth. I might be at your house limits if I'm not at IT's.
I'm excited.
Both of you text me the menus and I'll make my choice then.
Okay.
Happy fourth, guys.
Happy fourth.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.